You'll turn to the book of Acts, chapter number 1. A lot of good reading here in the beginning of the chapter, but I'd like to just begin at verse number 7. Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 7. And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you and into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye see him go into heaven." Verse 12, "Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey." You can be seated tonight. Thank you. I'd like to try to preach for a little while from verse number 12. "Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day journey." I'd like to preach from this verse in this latter part, a Sabbath day's journey. And I want to preach tonight on a Sabbath journey or a Sunday drive. A Sabbath journey or a Sunday drive. According to this record in the book of Acts, when the disciples returned to Jerusalem, physically and literally, it was just a short distance. We know there were some laws that were put in place concerning the Sabbath. They were limited as far as the distance that they could travel on the Sabbath. But when you, I guess, geographically try to estimate the distance, the best that I could come up with was that this distance from the mount called Olivet to Jerusalem was about 2,000 cubits. Or less than a mile. And I'd like to refer to that, this distance less than a mile, because a lot of times, you know, we can probably, most of you here, you own property or are familiar with this community or wherever you live, probably somewhere in your mind there is a mile mark or section line. And you know how far it is. We live 5 miles north of town. We live out in the country on a dirt road. And, from our driveway to the blacktop is just right about a mile. And if you turn left onto the road and go up to Highway 82, it's about another mile. So this distance from this Mount of Olives or Mount Olivet to Jerusalem was less than a mile. And so when the Bible tells us that the disciples returned to Jerusalem physically and literally, it was just a short distance or a short walk. Now, these disciples had just had what I would call a heavenly discourse with the Savior. That was a wonderful privilege just to be able to communicate with Him, to talk to Him. There was a lot of things that went on in chapter number 1 in this conversation. Jesus commanded them to return to Jerusalem and then wait for the promise. They had also beheld, the Bible said, they beheld His ascension. So there was a lot of events that took place, and I want to mention some of those as I go on in this message here. But I want you to realize the Bible said that they returned to Jerusalem. It was a Sabbath day's journey, or 2,000 cubits, or less than a mile. And so again, I want to emphasize it was a short distance physically. Literally, it was a short walk. But spiritually, it has become the road less traveled. And there's been a lot already in this meeting that has been said concerning the Holy Ghost. But, you know, I'm afraid that even in our holiness churches, those that live under the banner of Pentecost, some have never even made that journey back to Jerusalem. Now, I believe that these disciples, after they had talked with the Lord, and after they had been commanded to go to Jerusalem, I don't think they had any other place on their mind but Jerusalem. I think they had one definite destination in their mind. And for a moment, if you could think about how it must, if you could visualize in your mind, here they are out on the hilltop of Olivet, and they are enjoying some wonderful things. They're with the Savior. They are with Jesus, a resurrected Savior. They are in His company. They are with Him. They are having fellowship with Him. They are experiencing and enjoying a vision of Him. So there's a lot of events that are taking place upon Olivet. This fellowship, Christ had spoke to them. And then the Bible also tells us that they even had an angelic vision, a visit. And there was a revelation in that concerning His return. So if I could put it all in one, lump it all together here, we could say that they had a vision, they had fellowship with the Lord, they had this revelation that came to them from these angels that this same Jesus that's going away, He's going to return, He's going to come again. It has already been an eventful day in their life. Would you agree? I mean, how long has it been since you had all of these things happen in your life? You had a vision and you talked with God and there was a revelation. We could already say it's been a very eventful day. It's been a very fruitful day for these disciples. So they've had fellowship. They have had a vision. They've had this angelic visitation, and it was revealed to them that Christ was going to return. But now the Bible tells us that they must complete this journey that they have been commanded to travel on, to go to Jerusalem and wait there for the promise. And so I want to say this. I feel like that sometime in our experience with God, we have to have an Olivet experience, because I find out that when they are on the Mount of Olives is when they have a vision. And so sometime or another in your experience with God, you have to have a vision. Can you say amen? And I feel like that there's more of us that need that vision. But you know, it was back in the city, back at Jerusalem, that's where the victory was. And I'm afraid that there's a lot of people that they stop, amen, with the glories that are on Mount Olivet. Would you agree with me that they had already had a glorious day? They had seen Him and talked with Him, had a visit from the angels, had a revelation that was brought to them. But that was not the only thing that they were commanded to do. Jesus had commanded them to go to Jerusalem. And so back in the city, back in Jerusalem, and I want you to get this, less than a mile away was a place of victory. Hallelujah. And here these disciples were so interested in knowing some things, knowing about times and seasons and the kingdom, and when are we going to rule, and when are we going to have all of these things. But Jesus said, I've got something for you, amen, that's far greater than sitting on a throne and ruling and knowing about a kingdom. He said, it is a power and it is a promise. Where is this, Lord? It's less than a mile away. Hallelujah. Amen. Back there at Jerusalem in the city, I mean, here was this destination. I feel like the upper room was the only place that was on their mind. And everything we heard at Olivet, everything that they'd experienced at Olivet, amen, the promise, amen, was wonderful. But Jesus said, when you get down to Jerusalem, you're not just going to have the promise, you're going to have the power. Oh, hallelujah. And so I feel like that when this conversation was over and the Lord ascended into the heavens, these disciples had one destination in their mind. And could I say tonight, my friend, that this journey that I want to talk about tonight, it really brings us from the passive, amen, to the active. Amen. How many will say, amen, that when I had a Holy Ghost revival in my church, we had some action? Did anybody understand this is the book of Acts? Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. And I'm not Holy Ghost or nothing, but I feel like tonight, amen, that there's a lot of people that are living under the banner of Pentecost and holiness people, amen, that seem like to me Jerusalem, amen, is too far away for them. Amen. They're living in the glory of all of it and the vision and all of those things and the revelations. Amen. And the things that God has already done for them. Amen. But I want you to know in your spiritual life, if you want to go from being a passive, amen, saint of God to somebody that's got a little action in their life, amen, you're going to have to leave all of it sometime. Amen. And go to Jerusalem. Amen. I'm glad for the vision. Amen. But how many knows we need the victory? Praise God. I want you to know that in this camp meeting, there should already be a destination in our mind. I believe that every Wednesday night, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, there ought to be a destination in our mind. I'm going to church. Yeah, I'm going to church. But when I get there, where am I going? Oh, hallelujah. We wonder what sometimes why, you know, in the ministry, why we feel like that we pull. Amen. And we struggle sometimes. I tell you why. Not everybody's interested in going where we are. Come on now. Amen. And I'm not just saying, you know, that we're the only spiritual ones. Amen. But we got to be spiritual. Amen. And you know what makes up a spiritual church? Spiritual people. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like that every day of our life, amen, we ought to have a destination in our mind. Amen. Lord, where do you want me to go? Amen. God, what do you have in store for me? Is there another experience? I thank God for all of it. I thank God for the vision. I'm glad for the revelation. I'm glad for the angels. I'm glad for all of that. Amen. But Jesus said, amen, complete the journey. Amen. Less than a mile away, amen, there is a power, amen, that will endue you and enable you. Can anybody shout amen? Amen. Do I have anybody that'd like to get on board and go to Jerusalem? Is there anybody in this house that'd like to get on board, amen, and go to where the power and the glory of God is? Oh, God, I'm afraid it's become the road that is less traveled. Now, the Bible said that this was only a Sabbath day's journey. 2,000 cubits, less than a mile away. Come on now, less than a mile away. Heaven, the glory, the power, how far is it? Less than a mile away. Just a Sabbath day's journey. But I want to talk a little bit about this Sunday driving business, okay? And then I'm going to go on. I want to go on. But listen, you know, first of all, is there anybody here that's ever physically, literally, you have been on a Sunday drive? Well, I really don't like them. Number one, because the older I get, my nap time is precious. Come on now. Amen. I like to go to church, have church, go eat, go home. Come on now. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. But I've been on Sunday drives before, and I noticed something about a Sunday drive. Amen. Really, you don't have any destination, anything specific in mind. Where are we going, Dad? I don't know. We're just driving. Come on now. I mean, but where are we going? Well, we don't really have to go anywhere, do we? Can't we just drive? Because, you know, a lot of times a Sunday drive, amen, really doesn't take you anywhere specific. Amen. And when people take Sunday drive, usually it's a time to relax. It's a time to rest. It's a time to reflect. We used to have a man in our church that worked for Yellow Freight. And if any of you brothers are in the freight business, I mean, it's always, you know, it's always run, 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 run. I stopped in a place of business somewhere the other day, and there was one of those, where's Brother Lynn? There was one of those UPS workers. He said down there at Chatham, the UPS truck didn't even know where they was at. Oh God. Amen. So I went in that place of business and there was one of those UPS workers in there. And I said, hey, people that work for UPS, they ain't got time to take a lunch. They said, I know it, I know it. It's run, run, run. Come on now. Amen. So a lot of times, amen, you know, when you talk about people that have a Sunday drive, amen, they relax, they rest. This guy was in the freight business and he'd run all day. He'd drive, I mean, you know, not eating nothing. Gotta make this stop. Gotta beat the time clock. Gotta have a schedule. And then when he was off work and he was in his own vehicle, he'd aggravate his wife to death because he'd run about 50 miles an hour to slow down, just take his time. And she'd get all aggravated. Let's go. Let's hurry. He said, baby, I hurry all week. Just let me slow down. But really, that's what it is on a Sunday drive. You really don't have anything specific. And you're not going anywhere. Sometimes it don't even matter if you go in circles. Amen. But you want to relax and you want to rest and you want to reflect. Come on now. There's not much progress. Amen. Did you know that in our churches with a lot of people spiritually, amen, they feel like that is the apex of achievement in their life? Come on now. Amen. They got sleeves and hemlines. Amen. And hairdos. Amen. They got everything else. Amen. But in their heart, amen, leave me alone. Preacher, amen, I'm cruising. Amen, they come in the back door. They don't care if the song service is fast. Amen, mediocre or slow. They don't care if it's dead or alive. They don't care if you preach 5 minutes or 3 minutes. They ain't going nowhere anyway. If you do get them anywhere, you push them and you pull them and you drag them. Come on now. But I'm telling you, my friend, amen, when you realize, amen, that the Holy Ghost is just a mile away, you ain't interested in making circles, but in your mind and in your heart you say, Lord, I'm ready to make the journey. And anybody shout amen. Amen. What'd you come for? Amen. To make the journey or a Sunday drive? Do you want to go anywhere with God? Do you want to experience anything in God? Would you like to have more anointing? More of the power and more of the glory. You gotta have a destination in mind.
God will knock that over. Oh God. Amen. You see, I'm concerned because a lot of our church, a lot of our people, it seems to me that spiritually all they're interested in is a Sunday drive. Did you know there is a great difference between pilgrims and drifters? Woo! Hallelujah. Leave your country, leave your kindred. Come on now. I'm looking for a city. Amen. I'm not just going to drop in on it. I'm not just going to blow into it. But I got a destination in my mind. And do you realize where some of our services could have been? Do you realize where some of our people could have been spiritually if they would have had a destination in their mind? Oh, come on now. Amen. Did you realize that we got people sitting in our pews? Amen. Come on now. Congregating in our assemblies. Amen. That right now, amen, all they're here for is the fellowship. Oh, come on now. Brother Dennis, amen, they're hearing, but they're not listening. Come on now. Amen. They're here for a vacation. Amen. And I'm not saying all that's a sin. We love fellowship. And we love vacations. We don't just get to do it enough. Amen. But when you coming in back doors, my friend, in your mind, amen, the only thing you ought to have is Jerusalem. Amen. The upper room. Amen. The power and the glory of God. And anybody shout amen. I say we ought to make the journey. I say we ought to make the trip. I say we ought to do everything we can. Amen. To go to where the power is. And go to where the glory is. Hey, hey, hey. What'd you come for? A journey or a Sunday drive? I've seen people, that's all they do all their life. They're relaxed. They're rested. They're reflecting. Brother Switzer, on how it used to be and how many times they've been to Jerusalem.
Well, I'll tell you now, right over there, that's a city we used to go to all the time. Well, let's go there, Dad. We ain't got time to go there. Praise God. Amen. That's a place. Amen. Listen, there's people that all they're interested in, amen, is just a Sunday drive. Amen. What did you come for in this service? Oh, God. You ever felt like, you know, I'm just preaching from the perspective of the ministry. Does it get a little bit irritating when you feel that people ain't going where you're going? Come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. Amen. Listen, we have to have, amen, a destination in our mind. Amen. But I'm concerned tonight. Amen. Because there's a lot of folks, amen, that are happy, amen, with a Sunday drive experience. Amen. Going in circles. And you know what, Brother Heath? Amen. When it's all over and the spiritual possibilities, amen, begin to dwindle and go down, I found out you can't take anybody anywhere that they don't want to go. Ah, hallelujah. I mean, preach it high. Ah, come on, sing it high. Have everything just right. But brother, if they don't want to go, they ain't going. Oh, God. Back when I was a little boy, my dad raised a few hogs. We had an old sow that had pigs, and we was going to load her in the trailer, and she wouldn't load for nothing. I'm talking about mean now. She'd tear you up. This mean old sow. And we tried everything to get her loaded. We poked and we prodded. We pulled and we coaxed. We done everything we could. Come on now. And my dad had a friend there named Floyd. Old Floyd said, Art, told my dad, he said, I'll show you how to get this hog up in the trailer. And he got a scoop of corn out of the feed sack. Brother Tracy, and he put it down there in a big old nice pile. I mean, a big old nice pile. I mean, that gets a hog's attention. Come on now. Amen, that gets a hog's attention. And then he got a piece of baling wire about that long. And he made a loop and a slip knot. And he wired it real tight on a stick about 3 foot long. And he eased over there and he put that slip knot made out of baling wire right over that corn, that pile of corn. And when that old sow got all settled down, amen, she come over there and she stuck that big snout, amen, right down in that pile of corn. Old Floyd jerked that wire. That thing went around her snout. I didn't know this. Now, that's what he said. So there might be a veterinarian here, but he said that hogs, they can't breathe out their mouth. I don't know if that's true. I got any hog farmers here? Y'all's looking at me. I don't know. He said they can't breathe out their mouth, and when you hook that wire on her snout, they lose their air. I tell you, he made a believer out of me because that old sow got staggering his way and that way. Come on, I mean, but you know what? When that thing got tight just enough on there, and she's about to die, and her air was getting all cut off. Come on now. Amen. I mean, he led her right up in that trailer. Amen. Led her right up in there like a puppy dog. Come on here. Amen. But look. Amen. I found out that in church, amen, you can have a nice pile of corn. Amen. You can have everything. I mean, you can pray, you can preach, have a good choir. Amen. But if they don't want to go to Jerusalem, you're wasting your time. Bubba, hallelujah. Amen. But if they got a destination in their mind and they remember what the Lord said and they remember that he said at Jerusalem, amen, there is power at Jerusalem, there is glory in the upper room, there is fire, all of a sudden you get tired of driving around, but you say, I'm going to make the journey. Is there anybody in this house that'd like to go to Jerusalem? Do you understand that there's power there and Holy Ghost there and the glory of God there? What are you doing on a Sunday drive? We done put every preacher through the chute, sung every song we know, and you're still just driving around. Ain't going nowhere. Where you going? Nowhere. Been saved 30 years. Where you been? Nowhere. Where you going? Nowhere. Woo! Sunday drives, that's all they do. And I tell you what else they do. When it's all over, all you have is a tally of how much fuel you've consumed, how much you spent on eats and drinks. Come on now. And you spent all that money, and you didn't go nowhere. Oh, God. Amen. Listen to this little poem I come across the other day. It said, born for the universe, but narrowed his mind, and then gave up what was meant for mankind. Did y'all get that? Born for the universe, but then narrowed his mind, and so he just gave up on what was meant for mankind. Come on now. Amen. Oh, I don't want to sound mean. Amen. But I'm afraid that in our Pentecostal churches, amen, we've got narrow-minded. Amen. When it comes to the Holy Ghost, and when it comes to the power, when it comes to the shout, when it comes to the fire. Come on, my friend. Amen. I tell you why you ain't going nowhere. You ain't got your mind on Jerusalem. Can anybody shout amen? My God, what kind of meeting would we have? What kind of revival would your church have? Amen. What kind of camp meeting, amen, could we have if we came in saying, Jerusalem, amen, Jerusalem, amen, that's where I want to go. Let's make the journey. Forget everything else. Put everything else behind you. Let's go to where the glory's at. Let's go to where the power's at. Let's go to where the Holy Ghost, amen, is showering down. Are you going to make the journey? I know for a fact there's people come in our church. They've mowed the grass all day. They've shopped all day. They've run looking for their luggage all day. Woo, hallelujah. Come on now. They do everything else in the wide world till church time. And then they roll in here and sit down and go, whoa, I can rest now. Come on now. But anybody here, Jesus said, it's at Jerusalem. Okay, where are we at now? We're at all of it. Come on now. Well, how far is Jerusalem? Less than a mile. Come on now. You realize that heaven is close to you? I said, do you realize the Holy Ghost is that close to you? Come on now. And you ain't willing to take that journey? Amen. You'd rather circle all of it and say, wow, wasn't the vision great? Yeah, it's great. Amen. Oh, wasn't them angels? Oh, yeah, them angels were great. Amen. Oh, amen. Wasn't all of it great? What are we doing circling all of it? Amen. Jesus said, get down to Jerusalem. That's where the victory is. Am I trying to tell somebody in this house, you need to make the journey? Park it. Get off your Sunday drive and tell God I'm a going. Amen. Where the power is and the glory is and the victory is. Can anybody shout amen? I'm telling you, it's time to make the journey. The crowd's too big. There you go, narrowing your mind again. But he's a Cherokee and I'm Choctaw. There you go, marrying your mind again. Woo! But he's from Oklahoma. There you go. You were born for the universe. When you got saved, come on now. I said, when you got saved, you got born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. Do you remember when Esther came in before the king? You remember when she walked in and there was a holy hush in that courtroom? Amen. She went before the king. She knew that her fate, amen, Brother Darty, was in him. Amen. Whether he would stretch out that scepter or not. Amen. She walked in arrayed in all of her beauty. And in her holy hush, fell in the courthouse. And here came Esther and went right down before the king. He said, what do you want? Make your request. You know what the king said? He said, I'll give it to you. Up to half the kingdom. But I'm stopping right there. Come on now. But did you know our king? He don't give on the halves. Oh! Amen. Where you want to go? Come on now. I said, where you want to go tonight? Where you want to go in God? Well, I'd like to shout, go there. Well, I'd like to get sanctified. Go there. Well, I'd like to have the victory over the world. Go there. Amen. Well, I'd really like to run the aisle. Go there. Amen. The only thing stopping you is you. Amen. Your mind is narrow. But Jesus said it's there. Listen, a mile away. My God, somebody needs to go to Jerusalem. Somebody needs to make the journey. Amen. Somebody needs to stop their Sunday drive and tell God, I'm a going. And anybody shout amen. I'm a going. You know, there's something. We're holiness people, aren't we? But you know, there's something that gets under our skin. There's something that gets under our skin. And I'll tell you what it is. Holiness people cannot stand for people to claim Pentecost and have zero holiness. Oh, I'm telling you, we preach a while on that. We can't stand for them to claim the tongues. We can't stand for them to claim the shout. We can't stand for them to claim Pentecost and they have zero holiness. But I tell you where we are. Amen. We got holiness running out your ears and zero Pentecost. Come on now. Now you tell me who's the greater hypocrite. I said, who's the greater hypocrite? Not God. Hallelujah. Amen. Clovis Chapel said, what are we doing? Amen. Claiming kinship to the upper room. Amen. But we ain't got the same power they had. Where's the rumor being breathed in our streets? Where are the drunk? Amen. Where are the filled? Hallelujah. We say we're kin to them. Well, hey, if we got a direct lineage to them in the upper room, why don't we got what they got? Hallelujah. I'll tell you why. We're driving around in circles. Ain't going nowhere. But Jesus said, it's only a mile away. A 7-day journey. Are you going to go there or not? I said, are you going to go there or not? It ain't that far away. I said, Holy Ghost power ain't that far away. Pentecost, it ain't that far away. The glory, it ain't that far away. I tell you what your problem is. You're on a Sunday drive. The rest of us is on a journey. Woo! If this don't fit, I'm trying to push and pull and pry to make it fit. But I felt like when Brother Switzer got done last night. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Lynn got up and preached today. Amen. About the joy. Oh, hallelujah. And I told Brother Dennis Keith after he got to preaching about how, you know why we're performers? Nobody wants to go anywhere. They're kind of like that family that got home from Sunday's church. And as they was going home, Dad was griping about this and that. Mom was griping that the piano player was a half a step low. And sister, she's a music major. And she said, well, the soloist was a half a step out of key. Granny, she was sitting in the back seat and she couldn't hear anything that was going on. And they pulled in the driveway and little Willie said, yeah, Dad, but you got to admit that's a good show for a nickel. Come on here. Amen. But why is it that people don't want to go to Pentecost? Why is it? Amen. That holiness people. Now, come on now. I tell you, brother, I preached in some churches. Brother Curtis, I preached in some churches. Brother Davey in our area. Amen. Where they got the hair on top of the head. You couldn't find a necktie in 100 miles. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. You wouldn't find a 3/4 length. You sure wouldn't find an elbow length. Come on now. Amen. Amen. But they sat there on that pew. Come on now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They might go, that felt good. Come on now. That's as far as they're going. Come on now. And some of them ladies ain't lost a bobby pin in years. They got their mind made up. They're on a Sunday drive. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope I don't mislead anybody. I hope I don't put a false hope in the church. I'm telling you, it ain't that far away. If you want it, you can have it. All you gotta do is make the journey. Get off of your Sunday drive and go to Jerusalem. I said go to Jerusalem. I I said, get on down there. That's where the glory and the power of God is. Woo! Hallelujah. I mean, you know, Jesus told one of those religious people, thou art not far. Now listen, if Jesus says you're not far, I don't care what you say. If Jesus said you're not far, then you're not far. Well, how far is it? A Sabbath day's journey? Less than a mile. Dear God. Oh God. I heard that. I heard a song, and some of you might fall out with me. I can kind of like it, kind of a little upbeat bebop song. Said, how far is heaven? I'd like to go there. Y'all ain't heard that, have you? Well, you know, we got some preachers among us. They preach against stuff and they act like they don't know what it is. Oh, what is that called? What is that called? What is that? Is that contemporary music? What is that stuff? I don't know what it is. What is it? Oh, come on. If you're going to preach against it, preach against it. Come on here. Said, how far is heaven? I want to go. Feel like I'm in a prison. Come on now. But you realize tonight, I heard a preacher say one time, he said, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Just reach your hand out. That's what he said. Come on now. But we got all these factors against us. Really? There we go, getting narrow-minded again. Jesus said it's right there at hand. Amen, right there. Just put your hand out. Amen, that's where the power is. That's where the victory is. Amen, come on now. Amen, do you know what? Amen, there's a lot of people that have traveled 100,000 miles. Amen, taking Sunday drives. And they ain't went nowhere for years. They're still going in circles. Amen, they're losing their children. They're losing their families. They're losing their churches. Come on now. They're losing their own soul when all they gotta do is quit their Sunday driving and make the journey to the upper room. Today when Brother Lynn was preaching, he was preaching about that joy, and I'm just about done. He's preaching about that joy, and I told Brother Heath, I said, you know, there's some preachers in that crowd. They got their church. They got their library. They got a congregation. But they have lost their joy. They got outlines. They got a briefcase full of messages. Come on now. And this man told his wife, said, I resign the church. And he said, altogether, I want you to know I'm resigning the ministry altogether. I quit. You hear me? I quit. His wife, bless her heart, fell down at his feet. She wept. She said, you've gone mad. You've gone mad. He said, no, I quit. I'm resigning the church and the ministry altogether. She said, you've gone mad. And she looked up and grabbed him by the hands. And she said, please, come away from the work. Come away from your books. Come away from the study and give yourself back to God. Oh, come on now. Amen. Hey, preacher, why don't you make the journey? Come on now. Amen. Hey, preacher's wife. Amen. Why don't you make the journey? Amen. We stand pointing everybody else to Jerusalem. It don't hurt you to get piled up in the floor. Come on now. It don't hurt you. It don't hurt any of us. And anybody shout amen. I tell you, I ain't interested in a Sunday drive. I'm ready to make a Sabbath day's journey and get to where the power and the glory of God is. Cast your nets on the right side. Put your nets on the right side. Now, I don't know. I didn't study that out good enough, as intensive as I should, or intense. I don't know if he meant put them on the right side because they're on the wrong side, or put them on the right side because they're on the left side. But he said put them on the right side. Brother Leon Buzzard said when he was a little boy, he was out there in California, and they were on a school trip. And it took him out to the harbor. And he's talking about these boats and ships that was out there. And he said it was an Italian man that was giving him the tour guide. And Brother Buzzard said, I was a little old Cherokee Indian boy. And I looked up and said, well, why do you do it that way? And he said, I don't know. That's just the way we always are doing it. Brother Buzzard, you know, okay. Jesus said, take your nets and put them on the right side. Now here's something that we can't hardly do. We don't like to change our method. Woo! But you know what? After a while, you get tired of empty nets. Hold on now. But you get tired. I don't know how y'all feel, but I get tired of all nights of nothing. I get tired of all weeks of nothing. Come on now, I get tired of 2 weeks of nothing for sure. One man said, well now look brother, I want you to stay 2 weeks, but I'm not going to tell my people 2 weeks. I'm going to tell them 1 week. Because if I tell them 2 weeks, they go, oh. Come on now. And all the time we know it ain't that far away. Amen, but there we go, getting narrow-minded again. We were born for the universe. Amen, Jesus said, take those nets. Amen, put them on the right side. Come on now, the Bible said they took those nets and they put them on the right side. And anybody tell me what happened? They pulled in a great drought of fishes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, one preacher put it like this. They were only a boat's breath away. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. What are you doing driving around? What are you doing with 15 F's? What are you doing bound up in sin? What are you doing without the victory? What are you doing sitting high and dry? Come on now. Amen. Why are you cast down? Why are you so discouraged? Amen. Where's your song? Just go to Jerusalem. It ain't that far away. Can anybody shout amen? What do you say we make the journey? Why do you say we go to Jerusalem? Let's go to where the power is. Let's go to where the glory of God is. Look, if you've always done it that way, why don't you change your method? We had a lady come in our church one time. She came in with a canteen full of water. She walked right down the aisle, come right up there by the edge of where my pastor was. She popped the lid off that canteen. She said, the Holy Ghost told me, bring you a drink. He grabbed that canteen. He turned it up, Brother Ray. He said, this is good. He looked at my mother-in-law and said, Wilma, you got to have a drink of this. He passed the canteen over to her. Power of God started falling. See, that wasn't our method. But we're tired of empty nets. Come on now. We're tired of all nights of nothing. Amen. We're tired of washing out the same old nets. And ain't been a fish in them the whole live long day. Amen. Listen, and if I felt like tonight, amen, that all I had to do instead of sitting down was stand up, I believe I'd go to Jerusalem. Praise God. If all I had to do was lift two hands instead of one, I believe I'd change my method and say, God, he come on now. Amen, I'm going to Jerusalem. Amen, that's where the victory is. Amen, come on, there's some of you tonight. Amen, you're circling all of that. Amen, but Jesus said, hey, hey, as wonderful as the Mount of Olives is, the power is going to fall at Jerusalem. Is there anybody? I said, is there anybody that'll make the journey tonight? Did anybody here besides the folks from around Oklahoma ever meet Brother D.C. Williamson? You missed it. When he died, they had a front page or inside cover in the Holiness Messenger. I mean, he was a great guy. He was a missionary to America. He'd go to every carnival. He wasn't there, was he, riding the rides? He'd passing out tracks, had a big old leather satchel and a big old straw hat. He'd go out passing them tracks out. I was at the Veterans Day parade one time. Grandpa had his mules, Jack and Jill, and his wagon team. It was Veterans Day. I was just standing there, and Brother D.C. come up and gave me a track. And I caught this Holiness brother right in the very act. And then he said, I won't condemn you, brother. I won't. And I thought, brother, if you ain't going to condemn me, what have you just done? Felt like I was sliding down in the cracks of the sidewalk. Come on now. I seen him pass out tracks. They'd wad them up in his face and drop them right at his feet. His favorite phrase was, the Lord's good to me, brother. He'd get down and say, the Lord's good to me, brother, wouldn't he? Lord's good to me, brother. They kicked him in the shins when he was in the Philippines in World War II. They kicked him in the shins and spit on him when he had witnessed to him. But he told me, he said, when them bombs got flying over, they're saying, where's that preacher? Where's that preacher? Where's that nut? Where's that fanatic? Come on now. But I tell you what Brother DC did. He, every time he come to church, he had one destination in mind. Come on now, and that's to go to Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. He come into church one night. Brother Darty, he had his own bowl of water. He was girded about with a towel. Come in the back door. Now listen, brothers, here's a little hint. If you want to have a good turnout foot washing, just sneak it up on him. Woo! Ain't nobody ever stood. Everybody wants steak with the crackers and the juice. Come on now. And leave out when it's time to take the socks off. Come on here. Amen. Brother DC come in unannounced. Had his own bowl of water and his own towel. And Brother Holden got down at the back pew and started washing feet. Amen. Speaking in tongues. Amen. Slapping water up on a man's feet. And the power of God fell. Amen. They broke out in a revival. Amen. People shouting. Amen. Arriving at Jerusalem. I tell you what Brother DC said in his mind. I didn't come for a Sunday drive. I come to make the journey. Where would you be right now if you quit driving around and get it in your mind? The upper room. Get it in your mind. The upper room. Amen. Put it on your map. Amen. Highlight it on your map. Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Amen. The Holy Ghost power and the glory of God. Is it on your mind? Is it in your heart? Did you come with a destination tonight? Woo!
Sister Teresa, come.
A Sabbath journey or a Sunday drive? What do you want tonight? In this camp meeting, what'd you come for? Did you come with a destination in your mind? I believe for a fact that if we came with a destination, we wouldn't just sit making circles on all of it. We got to have all of it. We got to have that. That's where the vision is. But after they got the vision, they went to where the victory was. Come on now. Hey man, when I went out and preached for Brother Randy Webb a few months ago, he called me on the phone. He said, now, brother, you know I get it, don't you? I said, yeah, pretty much. Well, it's been a long time. Flew into Louisville. He said, well, just go out there and hit that parkway and run it over there to 460? Run it over to Pikeville or somewhere. Go down 460 and go through Grundy and you'll be at the church. Well, that's easy said. So I got off the plane and got my rental car. Went straight to Walmart. 495. Rand McNally. Can I have somebody say amen? 495. I tell you what I did. I found all them roads he's talking about and Brother Switzer, I highlighted. Come on. I said, that's where I'm going right there. You don't go to Keene Mountain just driving around. Come on. You got to be going there. You know what? Somebody might be here tonight and you're not saved. Well, why don't you highlight salvation on your map right now? Just go ahead and highlight it and get that destination in your mind. You may be backslid. You might be struggling with the world. Amen. Well, I tell you what, if you don't know where it is, Brother Richard Crane will show you where sanctification is on the map. You can highlight it right there. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. If you're here tonight and you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, why don't you just get it in your mind right now? Amen. Amen. Why don't you just get that destination? Amen. If you need victory. Amen. Right now, get it in your mind. That's where I'm going. I ain't going to the fellowship hall. I ain't going to Denny's. I ain't going to the water fountain. I'm going to victory. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. Pastors, why don't you get revival in your mind right now? And say, Lord, I ain't the preacher. I ain't the speaker. I ain't the singer. Amen. But Jerusalem's on my mind. And the power of God's on my mind. Hallelujah. Can anybody shout amen? We've got privilege here tonight. But let's don't stop. until we get to where the power is. Wouldn't it be a shame to have privilege like we got and never go to where the power is? Oh, hallelujah. Are you on a Sunday drive? Why don't you get on a journey tonight? Say, Lord, I didn't come to this camp meeting to be a drifter. I came here to be a pilgrim. I believe somebody else could get the Holy Ghost tonight. But you got to get it in your mind. I believe somebody could get saved tonight. But you got to get it in your mind. Amen. Oh, how I like that black folk song. Holy Ghost got my mind, Lord. Holy Ghost got my mind. Amen. Come on, somebody said you're too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. I doubt it. It usually works the other way. We're too carnal minded, too worldly minded. Amen. We come to church and Jerusalem ain't even on our mind. Amen. The upper room, I gotta quit. The upper room ain't even on our mind. But I'm telling you, my friend, it's not that far away. Listen to my, let's stand. God bless you. Hallelujah. You know what I'd do tonight? I'd say, Lord, I ain't interested in a Sunday drive. I tell you, I've been to camp meeting, brother. They went shouting right by me. I was at Allentown one time. I've told this before, Brother Mike. Brother J.R. Alexander was running up and down the roads in. We was at Allentown, man, folding chairs was going everywhere. People were shouting. They was running. I was walking around there. I'd lift my hands and say, glory to God. People shouting all around me. Stick my hands in my pockets. People breezing by me. Glory to God. I slipped my hand up. I looked over there way across the crowd, and there was old Brother J.R. He had his both hands in his pockets. He was walking around saying, oh, hallelujah. I looked way across the crowd. I went. He went. We went and got a hamburger. But you know what? It wouldn't have been that way, really, if I'd have had a destination in my mind. Hallelujah. Come on, you got a destination in your mind tonight. Where are you going? Let's lift our hands all over the building and say, Lord, I ain't stopping till I get to Jerusalem. I ain't stopping until I get to the upper room. Y'all sing. Amen. Let's worship God for a minute here tonight. Holy Amen. Let's go to Jerusalem. Like you need the Holy Ghost. Won't you come get Holy it tonight? You need to be sanctified. Won't you come get it? Holy you need the victory. Come and get it. Come on, church. Let's move. Amen. Let's respond. Amen. Let's make our way. He ain't that far.
Holy Ghost power.
He ain't that far. It really ain't that far. Oh, you need to shout. It ain't that far. If you need a refreshing, it ain't that far. If you need a victory, it ain't that far. Make the journey.
Holy Ghost power like the mighty wind is blowing. Holy Ghost power like the mighty wind is blowing.
Come on, backslider. It ain't that far to victory. It ain't that far to salvation. Come on, preacher. Come on, missionary. Come on, young person. It ain't that far to the Holy Ghost. It ain't that far to the power. It ain't that far to the glory. I know what the devil said. The devil said it's too far. But Jesus said that all are not far.
For her every day. Oh, but then she heard a
come on, get it in your mind.
Her way through the crowd.
Get it in your mind.
This man could make her. She reached and touched his garment, was healed by the Lord. She was shouting.